Lac La Biche. The recent National Indigenous Peoples Day is not only a time to bring awareness to Indigenous culture and history, but also to raise awareness about current and future generations of Canada's Indigenous people, says the chairman of the Buffalo Lake Métis Settlement. Stan Delorme was one of the keynote speakers who addressed a large crowd that assembled in MacArthur Park last Wednesday's National Indigenous Peoples events in Lac La Biche County. "This is a very significant day, as it recognizes that Indigenous people do exist, something that is long overdue," he said. "We are the founders and caretakers of this land, and do not have to apologize. But it is also important for us to share our history and traditions with others and to teach them." Throughout the day, there were exhibits set up around the MacArthur Place to give young and old alike an opportunity to immerse themselves in various aspects of Métis and Cree culture. But in addition to games and friendship, the purpose of the day was also for reflecting on past abuses that have been enacted against Canada's Indigenous peoples. "Atrocities such as this country's murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls, and especially the devastation caused by the residential school system, can never be forgotten or overlooked," Delorme said. "We must pray for comfort and remembrance." The Métis leader shared the stage with other prominent members of the community, including Diane Ludwig, the resident elder at Aurora Middle School. Ludwig opened with a prayer before addressing the attendees. "Welcome to Treaty 6, 8, and 10 territory," she said. "This is a day to learn about our culture, but also one of kindness and love for all peoples." These sentiments were shared by Grace Ann Grant, a community resource worker with Métis Nation Region 1, who stated that National Indigenous Peoples Day enables a cultural embrace, but, more importantly, gives identity. "We are loud and proud to be Indigenous," Grant said contentedly. "This day is also vital for our youth, who are the future leaders of our communities. All welcome." In recent years, the National Truth and Reconciliation Commission, as well as campaigns such as Every Child Matters, have highlighted past and present issues affecting Canada's Indigenous peoples, including murdered and missing Indigenous women and girls, MMIWG. Therefore, Grant says, it is important for non-Indigenous Canadians to be involved in National Indigenous Peoples Day as well. "This is a very positive day, but also one of reflection," she stated. "We want people of all different ethnic backgrounds to learn about our history and culture, but in a relaxed, non-academic way such as what is taking place today." School events. Students from schools across the region were invited to the Indigenous Peoples Day at MacArthur Park. Schools also hosted many of their own events to mark the Special Awareness Day. At Aurora Middle School, students and staff were also celebrating with various Indigenous-themed events, including presentations and displays. A lunch of bannock and stew was also served up. Students participated in traditional hand games, arts, and crafts, as well as storytelling. The day's activities help to educate the students about the world they live in, and the people in their lives. "It is very important for children to have a strong understanding of the resilience and culture of Indigenous peoples, especially looking at our joint history," said Carolina Frank, principal of Aurora Middle School. Frank explained that throughout the year, teachers, as much as possible, integrate basic Cree vocabulary into their curriculums. "Honoring Indigenous peoples is not something we do only on June 21st, she said. "It's a journey that takes place throughout the year." National Aboriginal Day was initiated by the federal government in 1996, the result of over a decade of consultations by various Indigenous groups across Canada. National Indigenous Day is one of four nationwide events sponsored as part of the Celebrate Canada program. The others are St. Jean-Baptiste Day, June 24, Canadian Multiculturalism Day, June 27, and Canada Day, July 1.